Sound of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. I am your DJ Tony. This is our special Canada Day edition of Pop Shop Radio, and we kick it off with Kim Mitchell, Rock and Roll Duty. This is Pop Shop Radio welcoming you to the world's largest Canada Day party as we celebrate our national day, our Day of Confederation, July 1st. 1989, Kim Mitchell did his rock and roll duty with Rock and Roll Duty. Took it to number 7 in the Canadian charts. And in that year, the Calgary Flames defeated the Montreal Canadiens to win the Stanley Cup. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here's Bobby Curtola.
Aladdin, Aladdin, Aladdin.
I had a strange, exciting dream last night. I was a wanderer with no love in sight. When all at once I saw his magic light, Aladdin, standing there. He asked me if I had a wish to make. Said awake, Aladdin, I'm on my way. I've come to tell you all my love. He said that you care too. Now when you're out, I know he's right. He made it all come true. I'd like to meet him in a dream tonight and give our thanks for showing me the light. I'd like to tell him he was oh so right. I've come to tell you
teen heartthrob Bobby Curtola scored a number 11 hit in the Canadian charts in 1962 with the song called Aladdin. John Diefenbaker was Prime Minister, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, loved by children around the world, premiered first on CBC television. This is Pop Shop Radio. We're on shortwave. Yeah, really. And that's what we bring you on Pop Shop Radio. More Canadian music like Snowbird from Anne Murray on Pop Shop Radio. Canada's maritime province of Nova Scotia, Anne Murray, Snowbird. She became one of the biggest female solo artists of Canada of all times. 1970, back when Pierre Elliott Trudeau was our prime minister. But in the year 1970, a tornado hit Sudbury, Ontario, in Ontario's northern area. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSO card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. This is Brave Belt and Dunrobin's Gone.
Picking wild strawberries and catching the morning dew. I keep on setting my table for two. Yes, and I keep my eyes open for another glimpse of you. While a voice inside my head keeps on screaming. It says she's gone and she won't be back. You must be a happy man. You lied and treated her bad until she ran. You know she's gone and she won't be back. You must be a happy man. You played her for a fool until she ran. Turning down the lights. Can't see no use in crying out. Well, I try to make some coffee, but I'd probably break the cup. Can't see no point in staying up. You know she's gone and she won't be back. You must be a happy man. You lied and treated her bad until she ran. You know she's gone. She won't be back. You must be a happy man. You played her for a fool until she ran. Burning down the castle, warming up the bed. Can't see no use.
won't be back. You must be a happy man. You played a fallen fool until she ran. You know she's gone and she won't be back. You must be a happy man.
Pop Shop Radio celebrating Canada Day with our friends around the world. The year was 1972, and the group Brave Belt came between the Guess Who and the Bachman-Turner Overdrive, and they had a number 58 hit, as well as in 72, Anik One, the world's first communications satellite that was non-military, was launched by Canada.
You find the fun, radiates around sea, fun, a go, go, Channel 14.
Oh, yeah, and if you grew up around Vancouver, you sure listened to C-Fun, 14 C-Fun. Here's April Wine, I Wouldn't Want to Lose Your Love, as we celebrate Canada Day with our friends around the world on Pop Shop Radio.
Easy now, don't let our love go wrong. I'd never hurt you or mean you any harm. Darling, can't you see?
The year was 1974, and April Wine had a number 17 hit with I Wouldn't Want to Lose Your Love. Also in 74, Bill 22 was passed in Quebec, making French the official language of the government and business in Quebec. Et maintenant, pourquoi mon pays incluait le Québec et mon musique incluait la musique québécoise? Ici Michel Pagliaro, j'ai marché pour une nation and Pop Shop Radio.
Yeah.
Hop Shop Radio avec Michel Pagliaro, Je marche pour une nation. 1970. L'année 1970 a été une année secouée par un mouvement pour l'indépendance du Québec. Aujourd'hui, nous sommes tous unis contre Michel Trump, le président des États-Unis. Elbows up, Quebec. Elbows up, Canada. This is Pop Shop Radio. And right now we head down the Trans-Canada Highway to Winnipeg, Manitoba. Here is Bachman Turner Overdrive. Most assuredly one of Canada's greatest exports, tariff-free, to the whole world. Bachman Turner Overdrive, Randy, Robbie, and Tim Bachman, along with Fred Turner. For fans around the world, they sold 30 million albums, and the fans are known as Gearheads. It was 1975 when they went to number four with Roll On Down the Highway, and the beaver became the official symbol of our great nation, the true north, strong and free. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ Tony from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. And right now, we've got Glass Tiger and Someday. By the way, Pop Shop Radio QSL card, reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. that is Glass Tiger and Someday from 1986, featuring a guy named Alan Crewe on lead vocals. He just released a new record called Canada Song, Free to Be Strong and Free. Yeah, and he also received the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Award. 1986, when Canada received a UN award for sheltering refugees the way we're supposed to be.
More music, CKLW.
Oh, yeah, CKLW from Windsor, Ontario, and Ontario being the home of Mr. Gordon Lightfoot, Rainy Day People.
Rainy Day People always seem to know when it's time to call. Listen till they heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down like you. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. If you get low,
Lightfoot on Pop Shop Radio as we celebrate Canada Day with our friends around the world. Rainy Day People. He's from Orillia in the province of Ontario. 1975 took it to number 6 in the Canadian charts. And that was the year we began labeling everything and using the metric system. All right, now we head out to the Prairie Provinces. Oh, yeah. Here's Juno Award winner K.D. Len, 1988. Full Moon Full of Love.
Shine.
Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada, where we have the world's most extensive LGBTQ rights, bar none, anywhere. K.D. Lang, champion of LGBTQ rights. 1988, when the Winnipeg Blue Bombers won their ninth Grey Cup by defeating the BC Lions. This is Pop Shop Radio. You're listening to a special edition of Pop Shop Radio, broadcast via the facilities of Encompass Media in Wooferton in the UK. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception port to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or on Blue Sky at Pop Shop Radio. Stay tuned, boys and girls, for a special shortwave radiogram coming up at the end of this show. This is Pop Shop Radio, celebrating Canada Day with our friends around the world, working for the weekend with Loverboy on Pop Shop Radio.
Everyone's watching.
Pop Shop Radio, that is Lover Boy from 1981, number 10 record from a Canadian group there on the Canadian charts. And in 1981, working for the weekend was what we were all doing, but the government of British Columbia named a peak here in the Rocky Mountains after Canadian Terry Fox, who championed with a run across Canada battling cancer, sadly succumbing to it in Thunder Bay, Ontario. Here's Moxie on Pop Shop Radio as we celebrate Canada Day with our friends around the world. Shop Radio. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee with Moxie from the album Moxie 2, 1976. Because there's another. 1976 was when the Summer Olympics opened in Montreal, in Quebec. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony.
CKY in Winnipeg.
Right now on Pop Shop Radio, we got a group from Ontario called Parachute Club. This is Rise Up. Be proud to be Canadian. The year was 1983 when Parachute Club went to number 9 here in the Canadian charts with Rise Up. And it was the year that Air Canada Flight 143 on its way westward ran out of fuel and had to be brought in like a glider and land in Gimli, Manitoba and became known as the Gimli Glider. Right now, we have got a Canadian legend. Here's Stompin' Tom Connors and the hockey song.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs too. Old take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good
1973 for Stompin' Tom Connors. The hockey song gets played around the world, not only in arenas, both here in Canada and in the United States, but also at the home arenas of European hockey teams such as Dinamo Riga. And in 1973, the Montreal Canadiens won their 18th Stanley Cup by defeating the Chicago Blackhawks. Well, that was evening the score now, wasn't it? We're going to Toronto right now for a group called Toronto. Even the score on Pop Shop Radio's Canada Day celebration. Pop Shop Radio celebrating Canada Day with your DJ Tony and our friends around the world. That's a group called Toronto from their first album, Looking for Trouble, a song called Even the Score, both titles which could be a message for a certain guy named Trump in the White House. But we won't go there because what's been said has been said. Oh, Canada became our first an official national anthem in 1980. Right now on Pop Shop Radio, we got a group called Triumph. Gonna lay it on the line on Pop Shop Radio.
I wanna make you mine.
The year was 1979, and the rock group Triumph released their third studio album, Just a Game, and the first single from it was Lay It on the Line. Oh, yeah, and also back in 79, Joe Clark became Canada's 16th and youngest ever prime minister, and Canadians Chris Haney and Scott Abbott invented the game Trivial Pursuit. Okay, boys and girls, get your equipment ready for our special Pop Shop Radio Canada Day shortwave radiogram. It'll be coming right up after we close out with Winnipeg's Guess Who? American Woman on Pop Shop Radio's Canada Day celebration with your DJ Tony.
Do it.
158 years ago, July 1st, 1867, a new nation was born in North America. That new nation is the nation that I live in and that I love. This is Canada. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony, thanking our friends all around the world for uniting with us and supporting us. We will support you. This is Pop Shop Radio. See you next week, boys and girls. Shortwave Radiogram in 3, 2, 1. Thank you.